With me right now is Coach Rand Chapel. And, Coach, you lose tonight by the 18-point margin, 75-57 to the Eagles. As you get a chance to take a look at the stats a little bit there. Again, tonight, difficult shooting from the perimeter, and it was awful tough to get inside and try to get any kind of scores against the big man inside. He altered a lot of shots tonight. We had him for, I think, six or seven blocks on the night, Ifeanyi Chukwu, and did alter the shots quite a bit, not able to get our shooting and scoring going. Here did some in the second half. Matter of fact, they actually only beat us by five in the second half, 44-39. Thoughts about this, that the matchup zone really caused this problem?
Yeah, we did a poor job offensively attacking their offense. We were, we'd spent a lot of time on it all week, and we were awfully passive. And when we did get it in the middle, we attacked the rim not very strong, and they have a really good shot blocker in there. We felt like we needed to take the ball in there and use shot fakes and get him up in the air a little bit and see if we could finish a couple. We might have to get it in there, collapse the defense, and kick it out. But from the very first minute of the game, we weren't able to make the extra pass. When we had somebody open, it seemed like we rushed the pass and maybe made it sloppy. We had seven turnovers, I guess, in the half. It looks like we only had 11, but I thought there were a few key ones early that we let get away from us. And just overall, a poor execution offensively, poor aggressiveness. And then, on the defensive end, 31-18 at the half, and we let them get a couple of easy fast breaks where they got out and scored easy on us. They, I thought they, I guess it says 45-38 on the boards, but, that's pretty good butt-kicking, I guess, anyway. But seemed like to me they got way too many easy putbacks. We just didn't really have the answer on either end of the floor for very much of the night. I thought, our guys kept competing, and, I guess, like I told them afterwards, there's two things that they've got to learn, and one is how hard they've got to play and how hard they got to compete to have an opportunity to win at this level. Two, we've got to be able to follow the game plan a little bit. We're not getting really any execution at all. And I guess it really goes across the board. It probably starts at the point guard position, but it flows to every position past that. And until we get better execution and we play a little harder, it's going to be hard for us to go play a pretty darn good team on the road at their place and get a win.
Do you like in this ball club that you face tonight, like some teams you're probably going to face in the Jayhawk Conference a lot? I mean, obviously they're from Region 9 out here, and but they've got a good group of players from all across the country.
Yeah, I guess driving out here, people told me about the Kansas thing. If you get six out-of-staters, and the way our scholarships are, obviously they have 10 or 12 out-of-staters. They got a couple internationals, and I know the point guard's from Dallas, and, their guys are from all over the place, and they're good players. I thought it would take a monumental effort for us to beat them tonight, but I thought we were capable of a monumental effort, and that's what we're looking for is monumental efforts. We got knocked on our heels a little bit early on a few things, and, certain individuals, for a few of our freshmen, it was their first ever true road game, and first ever, long bus ride to play a true road game, and some of them just didn't react with enough aggressiveness, physicalness, and, on the other side of it, probably mentally, we didn't execute as well as we needed to either one.
One player that I thought really was pretty competitive all night long and did a good job for the most part, Reuben King, I thought, come through, played some pretty good defense as well, was able to knock some shots down, end up with 17 points. Chris Hall did lead you tonight in 20 points. Book of that in the second half was able to get some shots to go.
I thought both those guys at least competed, and that's one thing I said in the locker room afterwards. Really, we were searching for five guys that were going to play pretty hard, and it ended up being Terry, Chris, Reuben, and Arkeem, and maybe Joe inside. I don't know that any of them played outstanding, but I thought they competed. And, when we brought some of the other guys in, you could see an immediate drop off in how what they were getting done. So we're going to have to get those guys up to speed and competing harder and get everybody executing better. Frank's struggling with the read of the game, I guess, a little bit. And, all these guys, when you make a bad play or something goes against you, you got to play through it, keep playing hard on the other end of the court and keep trying to do what's right. And I guess fortunately or unfortunately, we got another opportunity in less than probably 24 hours.
Just a quick thought. I know you got a chance to take a look at the Lancers before we got in our ball game tonight. Quick thought or two about that.
Well, it looked like a solid basketball team there on a five-game winning streak. I think they lost their opener of the year, so they're feeling pretty good about themselves. They got a very good shooter and number 12. I don't know all their names. Two or three good athletes that attack. The basket pretty good, and I would say they are a very sound basketball team. They play pretty good half-court defense, probably more similar to North Platte, I would say, than Laramie as far as style of play and those kind of things. But we got a very short amount of time to get it turned around, and obviously energy and attitude will be a huge part of that.